I'm a very, very close parent to my children. I'm out here with my son and myself. My income was okay, but it wasn't enough to sustain a hotel for a month at a time, And I slowly start seeing the income that I had slowly go away. It just kept going away. No matter how much I tried to minimize certain things, it just kept going away. And finally, it got to the point where some days I didn't have enough money to get a hotel, so me and my son rode the bus all night. Or we slept on the bus bench. My son is 13, so that is a big barrier with a lot of shelters. A lot of shelters will not take a child over the age of 12 or a man with a child, especially a boy. They service more females with children than men with children. So that barrier kept coming up everywhere I went to get shelter. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. I'm like, so I go to a different county. How old is your son? He's 13. Oh, we can't help you. He's too old. So I kept going and kept going and kept going. And finally, I just stayed out here. I got on my phone and I went online and I looked and I saw a homeless shelter and it said Union Rescue Mission. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm always downtown L.A. because it's a nice hour and a half ride from downtown L.A. to Long Beach. So I'm trying to look for the longest ride where me and my son can rest. We won't be out in the cold, and we'll keep moving instead of just being in one spot. And finally, I came to Union Rescue Mission. I actually had to go to Midnight Mission for a night because they couldn't help me the day I came, but they told me come back at 9 a.m. I came back at 9 a.m., and they assisted me. Took me around the family's dorm, asked me if I could take it, and I told them yes. It beats being outside. It beats being homeless and having a 13-year-old have to sleep on a bus bench, you know. But I'm still fighting with the fact of I'm out here alone, being homeless, talking to homeless families, interacting with homeless families. I'm like, your story is like mine, and I thought it was the opposite. I thought you guys just did not want to do anything about your situation. And it really shocked me because it was like, oh my God, I've misjudged a lot of people, and a lot of people misjudge homelessness because they don't know what it is and what it becomes.